This week's Parsha podcast was sponsored anonymously. May it be a great merit for the sponsor and their family. You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5784, 2024. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Bahar. And in our Parsha, the very beginning of the Parsha, it speaks about the concept of Shemitah, which is all about our trust in Hashem. It speaks about Yovel, the Jubilee year. And then immediately after that, in Pasuk Yudalad, in chapter 25, Pasuk Yudalad, verse 14, it says like this: "Chisimkru mimkar lamitecha." If, let's say, you will sell an object, you will have a business deal with your friend. Oikanoi miyad mitecha, or you'll buy something from somebody else. Al tainu isha sachiv. The verse tells us that we need to be careful not to cause pain to our friend. Now, in the Pashup Shot, in the simple context, it means when I'm selling something to you, when I'm buying something from you, I need to make sure that I don't rip you off. I can't take money that I don't deserve for this item, and I can't pay less than the proper value for the item. It causes pain to somebody else. As we'll see in the Medrash shortly, it's not only in regards to a sale, but it's also in regards to the general way that we interact with others. The Torah is telling us a very important lesson, a very deep lesson. And that lesson is that when I speak to you, when you speak to me, we need to be careful not to cause each other pain with our words. Oinos devarim, there's oinos moment, and there's oinos devarim. There is causing pain to other people through our money, and there's causing pain to other people through our words. We need to be so careful. The Pasuk, the Torah, is teaching us, as we'll see in the Medrash, that it's so important to be careful about our words, our relationships with others, our relationships with our kids, with our spouse. There's a way to say, let's say we have something that we want to say, some kind of criticism, so it can be said in a constructive way, in a positive way. That's very important. It's a very deep idea. And I'd like to read to you from the Medrash which speaks about it. But before I do, I need to give you an introduction. An introduction, because the Medrash brings from the Psukim in Amos, in chapter 7. And in these Psukim, so there's a very deep message of the Psukim. I'm going to read to you the Psukim first, and then we'll see the Medrash, how the Medrash understands the Psukim. It says like this. This is in chapter 7, verse 7. Koi hirani, v'nei Hashem nitzov achoymas anoch, v'yodoy anoch. So Amos had a vision, and often, when Hashem would show the Navi, the prophet, a vision, so he would show him some kind of interesting thing, an interesting ma'areh that begged the question of what is the message? What are you trying to show me with this? And then Hashem would explain to the prophet, what is the message? What is the idea? What is the analogy which is contained within the vision that he showed him? So Hashem shows him like this. Hashem shows him a wall. A wall which is properly built, perfectly balanced. A wall which was clearly made by a very professional builder. And then Hashem appeared to Amos Hanavi, and he was holding an anach. Now, what is the word anach? So, the word anach is used here, and we'll see the Medrash is going to darshan this word a number of different ways. But the word anach means it's some kind of balancing measure that's used for making sure that a wall is straight. So, first of all, this was a wall that was made straight. And second of all, Hashem held within his hand the very item, the very builder's tool, which helps the builder make the wall straight. And actually, it's kind of ironic that this week in the Beis Medrash where I study in the morning, so they were using a laser contraption, which gives you a straight line to make sure that the things are set straight. Okay, so what's the significance of this item, of this object? So Hashem says to the prophet, Hashem says to Amos, what do you see? And so the thing that was outstanding wasn't so much the wall that was straight, but it was the fact that the wall was already made, and Hashem was still holding in his hand this builder's tool. So So the way that the Malbim explains the verse is, Hashem is showing him a vision. Hashem is showing him a wall which represents creation. And the creation of Hashem is built with perfect balance. Everything is done, the ecosystem and the animals and the interaction between all levels, the bees help out the flowers, etc. The flowers help out the bees. This incredible ecosystem, this incredible universe is made with perfect balance. Hashem created the world initially with din. With din. This balance represents the concept of din, of judgment. Everything is in perfect balance and perfect judgment. And therefore, when a human being steps into the world, we have to be careful not to bring things out of balance. Okay? The purpose of the human being is to fulfill the will of God. Maintain the balance. Maintain the balance of creation. Continue to bring about God's manifestation, which is din. Hashem is the one who brings about perfect balance. But he still has it in his hand. Right? He still has the balance tool in his hand. What does that represent? So Hashem says that besides for the general concept of balance, which I created at the very beginning of time, when I created the world, there's also a continuing check to make sure that things are in balance. The Jewish people are checked. There's Hashgacha Pratis. There's divine providence looking at us and saying, are we in congruence with God's will? Are we in congruence with, are we keeping things in balance? And Hashem says, I have this balance. I'm checking everybody all the time, making sure that they're in balance. And sometimes, very interestingly, Hashem says that at some point in the future, and we'll see in the Medrash exactly what it means, but it sounds like it means that at a certain point in history, Hashem will be able to stop judging us because we won't be doing anything wrong anymore. Mashiach will come, the Messiah will arrive, the Geula, the redemption will arrive, and everything will be in balance. Alright, so that's the basic pasuk, that's the basic verse. And now let's see together what the Medrash says. And let's remember, we're talking about the concept that we started out with, which has to do with not causing, it's the word oina'a, which means not causing pain to our fellow, not with our money and not with our words. So the word oina'a, the very two-letter root of oina'a is aleph nun, and the word anach, which means a balance, which means this tool, which is used to balance, it's the same, has the same root of aleph nun. So the implication here, as the Medrash is going to expand upon, the implication is that when I deal with others, I need to make sure I'm doing it in a balanced way, in a fair way. When I sell an item to somebody else, I need to give them a fair price. When I talk to another person, I need to be fair. I need to take into account their feelings. Let's see how the Medrash says it. Dabar Acher, excuse me. V'chitim k'rum mimkar hado d'chsiv. Pasuk says that when you sell an item, you have to make sure not to do oinah, not to overcharge. This is referenced in our psukim that we just read in Amos. Hinei Hashem nitzav al chomes anoch, al shura de'unisa. Hashem stands on the wall of balance, on a balanced wall. Now the word unisa, as we said, the balanced wall, is the same word as oinah, which means that Hashem is looking at us and seeing, are we balanced in our speech? Do we care about the way that we say things and the way that we impact those around us? This is something which God really cares about. This is an important thing. It's a very deep idea. This is a very important concept, especially where we're in the days between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a time of working on Bein Adam Lechavero, between man and his fellow. The pasuk says first that you have this wall of the balanced wall. Uviyadei Anoch, Hashem was standing there with the balanced tool. So what does that teach us? Kebal chayv she'emed ushtare biyadei. Hashem was standing there with the tool of balance, and he was saying, look, you owe me something. It's like a guy who comes to collect the money that's owed to him, and he has a shtar, he has the document in his hand that says, Reuven comes and it says on the document that Shimon owes Reuven money. And so Reuven comes to Shimon and says, here's the document, pay up the loan. In a similar way, Hashem comes with the tool of balance and says, my dear people, you owe me something. I put you in this world. It's not a free ride. You have to have balance. Do you have balance in your life? Do you have balance in the way you speak to others? This is how Hashem comes to us. Hashem appears to us and asks us this question. V'dechavasa v'ayoka melech hadosh kival chay v'shtar b'yodoy. Says the Medrash, we find another place where there's somebody standing and creating decrees, right? In Egypt, the Jewish people had been there for a certain amount of time. A new king came, but he stood up. So Medrash understands that when he stands up, so it represents somebody coming with a document that says, hey, you owe me, pay up. There were gzeiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, as the Mefarshim explain here, God uses the enemies of the Jewish people often, sometimes, depending on how we're doing, how balanced we are. Hashem uses the enemies of the Jewish people in order to bring justice upon us, in order to bring us to a recognition that, hey, we're off balance. Hey, we're too negative about each other. Hey, think about what was going on October 6th. And heaven forbid, we should never have to experience a terrible experience like that again of October 7th, but we were out of balance. And when we get out of balance with our relationships with others, the way that we speak about others, the way that we interact with others, the result is that our enemies are given power. V'dechavasa, v'ayimra Hashem Eli, ma'at ha'roya amois v'ayimra anoch. And another aspect of this is that it says, first Hashem is standing there. He's standing, there's a wall that's balanced, and he's holding in his hand the balance tool. And then the third thing is that Hashem says to Amos, what do you see? And he says, I see the balance tool. That was the outstanding point. So what is the balance tool for Am Yisrael besides for our enemies? There's a better balance tool. That if we use this tool, we don't need the tool of the enemies. Zeh Sanhedrin Gedoy L'Shel Yisrael. Shei Minyan Anoch. Beautiful. If you look at the gematria of the word Anoch, it's Aleph, Nun, Chaf. Aleph is 1, Nun is 50, Chaf is 20. That's 71. What's the number 71 represent? It represents the Sanhedrin. The great Sanhedrin, which was a huge gathering of the greatest Torah scholars of the Jewish people. Where did they sit? They sat in Lishkas HaGozes, on the Harabais, on the Temple Mount. That's where the Torah came forth. When we are following the dictates of our rulers, of our leaders, of the Torah, those who guide us to keep the Torah properly, so we are in balance. When we are in balance, we don't need enemies to tell us, to bring us back into balance. We don't need judgments to come upon us. You know, understand what we're missing when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's not just about the temple, it's not just about the Karbonis, it's not just about the spiritual experience, of course, all of those things are true. But it's about a place where the Torah comes forth. At the center of the Beis HaMikdash was the Keruvim, was the Ark of the Covenant, which contained within it the original tablets that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Mount Sinai, from Har Sinai. The Luchos HaBris, the center of the Beis HaMikdash, the center of the Jewish people is the Torah. That's the balance. That's how we get balance. And it's interesting, I'm just thinking as I'm speaking, the Psukim in Amos HaNavi was a prophet for the northern kingdom of the Jewish people. The northern kingdom did not allow its people to go down to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple. And they became idol worshippers, and they were eventually sent out into Gullus, into exile. But the problem was that they didn't have the centering power of the Sanhedrin, of the Torah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, of God's will for us. They didn't have the balance. Because they didn't have that balance, they needed to be brought into balance in a different way, which was much harsher. So the fourth time that the Pasuk says the word anach, which again means the balance tool. So Amar Rav Yehuda bar Reb Simon, Hayoira hazoi eim amida ela nacha. Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anakchem ani b'yisurim b'olam hazeh. So the fourth one represents the fact that the way that things are developed, the way, let's say, that you have something which is going through a process, it refers over here to tin. If you want to have tin, if you want to take a tin and you want to shape it, so you have to put it through a very hot situation, it has to get very soft and pliable, and then you push on it and you bring it into its shape, into its form. So Hashem says as well, the difficulties that you undergo in life, the difficulties that the Jewish people experienced throughout our 3,300 years, whether it was when we lived in Israel and we had enemies there, whether it was when we went on to Gullus, into exile, we had enemies wherever we were, whether it's now that we're back in Israel, part of us are here, part of us are still in Chutz Laretz, in exile. So, but everywhere we go, there are difficulties and challenges that shape us, that bring us into balance. But the end of it is very important. And here's where I want to come to a related topic. And it says that as follows at the end of the Medrash. The Pasuk says, as we mentioned, that in the future, Hashem will no longer have to pass by us and deal with our sins. The word avorloi, it's very interesting. The Maharzu explains that the word avor means mashakasav loy oisiv oy avorloi derish gamkin letoiva lasilova shela yoisif li yois aleim be'evra. Hashem will no longer need to be angry at us. Right, all of these descriptions of balance, of coming back into balance, they represent the fact that we are out of balance and Hashem brings us back into balance. And the way that we experience that is anger. It's toughness. Hashem is tough with us. We didn't get to the place we're supposed to get to. We didn't come into balance, so Hashem has to bring us into balance. And our experience of that is like a parent who is like a child who's getting spanked by the parent, and they ran in the street and it was very dangerous. They need to be patched. They need to have some kind of anger. It needs to be expressed in order that the child never do that again. And the child experiences that as my parent is so angry at me, why am I getting struck? Why am I getting yelled at? Why? What have I done that's so bad? But it brings the child into balance. The child learns that you can't do that. And it saves the child from a future danger. Hashem, Pasuk says, Le oisif oir avor loy, the Pasuk in Amos, Hashem will no longer be angry at us. Hashem will not express anger at us. What does this mean? So the Marzu explains, Le yoisif li yois aleim be'evra. K'mesh kosev brachas daf chavtes mebeiz b'chol parshas ha'ibur. And this is important, okay? Because this is where we are right now. Right? We mentioned October 6th and 7th. But I'd like to talk about it in another dimension, another aspect, that there's something called a Parshas HaIbur, which means a place or a time of anger, a place or a time where we pass through. Afilu b'shoshat ha'mismali alim evra ke'isha ubra. Very interesting language of the Medrash. Really, it's the Gemara. It's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Brachas, Daf Chavtes. The Mishnah says that sometimes a person finds himself in a place of danger, in a place of anger. So what should he do? He should say a special prayer. A person who's going in a place of danger should say the following short prayer. Hashem, save your nation, save the people of Israel. At any time, there's a Parshas HaIbur. Their needs should be in front of you. Baruch atah Hashem, Shemet Tefillah. What is the Parsha Sa'ibur? What is this the place of passing, it sounds literally like? The word Ibur, as we said, it means anger. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heaven forbid, we're passing through a place of danger, we experience Hashem's anger. We experience Hashem's din, His judgment. That anoch, that tool of balance, comes into play and we experience God's anger. In the future, it won't be anymore, as we said, but now it is. We do experience it that way. But I want to understand, it's such an interesting language. Mismalalim ever ki'isha ubra. God gets angry at us like a pregnant woman. Okay, I don't know. Baruch Hashem, my wife, when she's been pregnant, she has good midas, she has good character traits. She doesn't... I don't remember her getting, you know, angry because she was pregnant. Maybe she was uncomfortable, maybe she was in pain, but I don't remember her getting angry. So I saw brought down that the idea of the woman who is pregnant is that when she's pregnant, so her belly sticks out. And when her belly sticks out, she can't lean over. It's hard for her to lean over. When Hashem gets angry, as it were, like a woman who is pregnant, it means that just like a woman who's pregnant cannot lean over, can't bow, can't give in. Hashem doesn't give in, right? When we do something wrong and Hashem doesn't, you know, bring out His wrath upon us, heaven forbid. When Hashem doesn't get angry, so He's leaning over in a certain sense. He's holding back from getting angry. When He stands straight with that tool of balance, that represents the fact that He's, I'm not going to stand for this. Interesting language, I'm not going to stand for this. He stands tall and He says, I'm not going to stand for this. That's His anger. That's His din. Rachmanis, the mercy that Hashem expresses, that we pray for, that's where Hashem bows down, as it were. But when Hashem gets angry, He's like a pregnant woman who can't lean over. He stands straight. He stands, heaven forbid, with this tool of balance. There's so much more to say about this. I don't have so much time. But I would like to share with you, what is the concept? We're in a year which is called an Ibur year, which I spoke about in Mashiach podcast number 17, right after October 7th. I gave a whole description and an understanding of what it means, the Ibur year, the year where we have an extra month. The year where we have an Ibur means a pregnancy, so there's an extra month, so the year is pregnant. We're still in this year, Tavshin Pei Dalet, until Rosh Hashanah. We're still in this year of the Ibur. But what comes out of here is something very interesting. And that is that the Seid HaIbur, and this is talked about extensively from that Gemara in Brachas, and I saw it mentioned also in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ibur, the Seid HaIbur, the secret of the Ibur means that it's a time of judgment. It's a time of anger. But it's not exactly, you know, we think of Hashem's anger as we've done wrong and God is angry and He comes out with fire, and but it's also a bringing back into balance. When Hashem, as it were, expresses anger, when Hashem, as it were, it's a Shnas HaIbur, it's a time of din, it's a time where the Jewish people are in danger throughout the world, wherever we are, college campuses in Europe, streets of London, heaven forbid, in Israel. Wherever we are, the Jewish people is experiencing a Shnas HaIbur, which means that Hashem is calling us to come into balance. That's the message that we need to hear, that we need to experience when we think about all that's gone on over the last 7-8 months. This is a Shnas HaIbur, and it's a special Shnas HaIbur. As I mentioned in the Mashiach podcast number 17, if you haven't heard it, it's still what I said then, applied through the end of Adar Beis and on through until Shavuos. So it still has a very important message, and that's the center of this message. But what is the take home, or what do I get out of it? What do I learn from it? And the fact that the Medrash brings this concept, the concept of coming into balance in the context of our relationships with those around us. What it says to me, what the message that it says to me, is that what I need to take out, what I need to learn, what I need to incorporate into myself as we've gone through this challenging year and as the year continues, and as it seems that these issues are not going to let up so easily, you know, we may be in for a few, like it was with Corona, we didn't know how long it would take. It seems like that's what it's going to be with this as well. But what is the take home for me? What can I learn from it? What can I gain from it? What can I work on in this time? And I think that the Medrash is very clear. The place that we need to come into balance, or I would say the place that if we work on this, it will affect everything in our life, is the way that we speak to others. The way that we have our business dealings with others. Oina'a means an imbalance. Oina'a represents when I take advantage of somebody else with my words. When I take advantage of somebody else with my business, with my money. I have to be extra careful in these times. Hashem is standing right now, this year, Shnas HaYibur, the leap year. It's a year of judgment. Hashem is standing with his judgment tool, with his balance tool, and saying, are we balanced? He's looking at us and asking, are we balanced? And sometimes he'll need to pick us up and put us into balance. But it's much better if we figure it out for ourselves. If we use the tools of the Sanhedrin, which is the reattachment of ourselves to Torah, to the messages, to the will of Hashem. But most specifically, we need to be careful about how we interact with those around us, the way we speak, the way we do our business dealings. I want to bless you and I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should be able indeed to gain more sensitivity. Speak to others the way we would like to be spoken to. Hashem should help us to be able to say the things that need to be said with balance. Hashem should help us to be able to see and recognize and learn from the situation that we're in right now, such that we become greater people, that we become people who have greater balance, who are more aligned with the will of Hashem, with the way that Hashem intended the world to be, a place of incredible balance. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.